Blog Talk Radio.
Something happened to me last Thursday when I was driving home. I had a couple of miles to go. I looked up and saw a glowing orange object in the sky to the east. It was moving very irregularly. Suddenly, there was intense light all around me. When I came to,
Strange Traveling Theory Universe, so I got a special show tonight. I'm not really talking about anything in particular. Of all the great stories that's been going on tonight, I want to bring my brother on and we'll bullshit with you for a little while. Hey, Prince, you there?
Yes, I am. What's going on?
Not a lot, man. First, you tell me what stories have caught your eye this week.
Well, first off, I'm going to talk about, you heard the 10-year-old committed suicide at school.
The 10-year-old that committed suicide at school.
Yeah.
Please,
well, apparently,
please elaborate. Please elaborate.
Well, you asked. Apparently, they were having lunch in a classroom of all places, and he handed this mysterious note to a classmate, and without saying a word, he just jumped out a window.
Where did this happen at, Bryson?
If I'm not mistaken, it happened in Dumont, New Jersey. I think I said it wrong.
Oh, God. A lot of shit's going on in New Jersey. Now, so you're saying that a kid jumped through the window to commit suicide?
Well, it was up on the second story classroom. It's one of those, you're probably how our old school used to be in West Virginia.
Which one? Which school?
Bailey's.
We've been through so many schools.
Oh, yeah, true. Probably the one at Baileysville, more or less. The old school from the way the picture looks.
Yeah, I imagine it. I'm imagining it right now. Please explain more.
Well, I didn't want to say the school where I first fingered a bitch.
I know that. I know. Hey, but it must have brought you to that story. Has there been anything else that caught your eye this week, Press?
Well, the grandmother cutting the circular saw in your back door, so to speak.
I know. That happened in Chicago. I got to talk about that. I got to address it right now. There was a grandmother that slit a baby's throat with a circular saw because it was crying. Police have arrested a 50-year-old woman after they say that she killed her 7-month-old granddaughter by slitting a baby's throat with a power saw. What do you think, Prince?
Well, I mean, it wasn't literally with the saw. She didn't get it on the saw horse and do saw stuff and cut it.
Well, dude, obviously, they didn't, dude, yeah, but see, here's what you gotta think. They didn't say fucking power saw. They used saw.
That circular saw, like on Dead Rising or whatever that he throws.
Do you understand the concept that, no, it's not power weapons that this fucking grandmother slowly slit this baby's throat. Like, say you got a fucking...
go ahead.
Well, don't worry about, say you got a circular saw in your hand. You know what I mean? Like a circular saw in your hand.
Yeah, it'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah, use it.
That'd be an uncomfortable weapon. It'd be like, I mean, that'd be like so last resort because according to the story, the baby wouldn't stop crying. And she stuck a cloth in its mouth. And then and then use that circular saw or whatever and cut the baby's throat. And I don't have no kids or know how bad they are not crying, but as a father...
Now, you know I do, so...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I'm not saying, I mean, you know how a baby cries and maybe uncontrollably and you just got to live through it. I mean, just somebody to cross their mind and be like, hey, let's kill that kid. That's just a thought. I can't wrap my mind around that.
Yeah, but see, here's what's fucked up. If the grandmother was like, okay, you know what I'm saying, there's a parasol or something, but where did the fucking grandmother get this saw? Just to say, hey,
well,
I'm going to use this
saw.
Hey, you're
going to say, if it's, depends on the nationality of the family. I'm not, this has no bigotry or racism, but if it was a Mexican family, I could see a power saw laying somewhere where it shouldn't be, or a saw in general. Maybe people like to work, you know?
Well, thank you for your bigotry, you son of a bitch. But really, I mean, all shit aside, something was going on. It's here right in my backyard. That's why, you know, so I get so pissed off with my old lady. Tried to dump my son off on everybody. She don't know who's watching your kids. You don't know who is watching your kids.
Oh, speaking of kids.
Let's start talking about kids. Yeah. We should fucking address
speaking
that.
Speaking of kids, yeah, let's talk about the United Kingdom, about how the children whistleblowers and Anonymous uncovered Operation Death Eaters and some molestation that's going on in the Christchurch Primary School and the satanic ritual abuse.
You know, see, that's what I'm talking about. I talk about satanic ritual abuse all the time. Nobody believes me. They just think
the
I'm just talking.
Cool.
Just
now
talking.
It came out, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it was satanic to the 80s, and it was that cool thing that you didn't want to fucking believe that's really happening. But it is really fucking happening.
Yeah, and if you've seen the little kids and stuff and what they were saying, they were saying that their dad would hold the baby, they'd get babies like that nobody wanted, and, you know, the whole adoption ring.
Yeah, and, even the adoption thing, Preston.
Or adoption, I mean, just babies
women,
nobody wanted
there
and whatever.
There is women out there that is willing to give babies to the occult. They stay pregnant for all that time, and they're willing to sacrifice that kid.
It's like
What was you talking about, though?
That's like a satanic surrogate mother or something. But
yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I know, right? But, all right, anyway, they said they'd hang the babies upside down, and their dad would make them just cut through, like, the skin off of them, and the skin of the babies would be made for shoes. And, yeah, stuff like shoes and all kinds of stuff. And then they end up... They were with their mom, and that's how they tell their mom about it, because they were exhibiting, like,
their dad was involved,
behavior.
Right? Their dad
yeah.
was involved, and their mom wasn't, correct?
Yeah. His dad was a high up in the fucking school district or something. And he said the parents and everybody, some of the parents were involved and stuff. And when they seen him back, and after they whistleblow, they end up doing a test on the kids, and they did come out that they did have rectal scarring, both the male and the female child.
Well, you know what's funny about that? Let's go back to the fucking McMartin case. Let's go back to all these fucking cases here in the United States.
The Little Rascals Daycare Center.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They used these kids. There was the underground lair between McMartin that was fucking sealed. Did you know that?
No, I'm
there was an underground
right now.
Tunnel
Tell me
that
all about
was.
It.
There was. Listen, there was a there. It was all fucking orchestrated, and there was a lot of kids that came out, especially in the San Francisco area, in the fucking Presidio case. There was a lot of kids that came out of there with fucking sexually transmitted diseases and shit, like herpes. Why would a little fucking kid have herpes? That's what I'm saying. How could a little kid have contract these diseases if it wasn't a superior or somebody? And that's what was really happening during the during all that, you know, the Presidio case.
Well, I'm noticing in these satanic, in these child satanic, you know, claims of ritual abuse, all the attackers, they all have some sort of STD or marking on their privates or something. So it's all, most of Satanism, the ritual abusers are fucking probably, they have STDs or, you know, whatever.
Or, you know, the thing about it is they talk about these books like, you know, from Michael Kino and shit like that. And I've brought on David Scherer that was supposedly being groomed by Michael Kino. And it's just, you know what I'm saying, how far does the satanic ritual abuse come to home, you know?
And it's not really satanic. I mean, how home, close to home does it come? Because it's not only, you know, satanic ritual abuse. There's also Jewish ritual abuse. I mean, not just being anti-Semitic.
Let's say blood ritual sacrifice. Blood ritual sacrifice. That has been going on through generations, from generations, generations, generations. People don't realize that it still fucking happens today, but it does.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's something, I mean, it's been pushed under the rug for a long time. You knew it was kind of going on, but you didn't know for sure. There's hints, but it's really all coming out. I mean, with the internet and the endless possibilities of information to get sent back and forth, and everybody knows everybody's business. It's like the whole world now turned into a small town, and everybody's talking, and everybody knows each other's business.
Yeah. Well, you know, I gotta say something right now. Fucking, I was at this paranormal conference, and it was during November, and I was with Matthew Rush. He took me to that. And I don't know if I'm just used to being around UFOs or UFO conferences and just stuff like that, but I went there and felt like everybody just looked at me like I just fucked my mom.
Well, you probably did.
Yeah, I know, I probably did. But your own brother. But the thing about it is, there's so much bullshit. There's so much bullshit in the paranormal world. Somebody told me they feel comfortable around any situation. Yeah, well, maybe that's because it's comfortable
around their own. You got to think about it like this, Lauren. Maybe rather than, you know, I mean, I know you say it's bullshit, but I mean, you know, that's not exactly the words that you really mean. Everybody's just selling their own brand in their own way, and everybody's got a way to say that this person's wrong and that person's wrong. It's what they believe, and I've noticed most in, you know, in the UFO and you know, the paranormal field, that it's just all the accounts, I mean, they all mean something, but I mean, it's just something you can all just start together. Really.
Do you think that? But you don't say, it's like everything's been over in the paranormal field. It's just like, it's just everybody's fucking trying to make money for something. You know what I mean? It's all about, and UFO community is different. We're trying to find answers, and that's what we're trying to do, Preston.
Yeah.
We're trying to find.
I think everybody should work together.
Answers.
Yeah, I think everybody should work together instead of thinking. I think everybody should put all their information together and just come up with answers and come up with the right things instead of, you know, think about their self. And it shouldn't be about vanity. It should be about the truth, and it should be about what's right, real and what's right and what it is.
Fucking right. You redneck motherfucker. You said it straight. Fucking.
I know, dude.
for the minute, never left the tri-state area. You sure do say a lot.
I've been places, fuck it. I've been a lot of places. Some places I shouldn't have, and some places I wish I never had. A couple I wish I went back to.
Right? Don't we all wish we went back to that? Hey, but, you know, really, let's go back to, oh, I wanted to say this. I had a great discussion tonight with my great friend, Dr. John DeSalvo. I love him. I love everything he's about. He's writing a new book right now. It should be released pretty soon. I ain't got the information out with me right now, but I just wanted to say that. I love
him. They can
him,
look it
and,
up. They really want to know. They can fucking go to Google Taskbar and fucking type it
yeah,
in.
Well,
and
we,
look it
yeah,
up.
Yeah. And also, I want to give a shout out to Chase Kletsky. That is my big sister, my illegitimate big sister. She took me in this field, and I love her to death. She has a new position in MUFON right now, and I'm so happy for her, and I wish that she does nothing but the best in her field, because there is nobody.
Do you feel like the bastard brother in the paranormal UFO field?
You know what I feel like? No, I'll tell you straight up right now. I feel like the fucking Kenny Powers of the unexplained phenomena, because I'm just like, you know, I have that, you know what I'm saying? I want to mix fucking party with getting the information.
I mean,
together,
it ain't really party,
old.
It's just a hardcore lifestyle, and it's just. Just
yeah, the hardcore the hardcore, yeah, you no, fuck party. You know what I'm saying? You got it exactly right. The hardcore lifestyle.
I know what you mean. I know what you're saying,
of
man.
Of doing all this research into everything, because I talk to you about it all the time. I do all this research into all these different stuff. I mean, but I know who is real deal. I know who's fucking bullshit, and I know who's getting by.
Hey, man.
And I love the people that's always been behind me and beside me, and they've been great people.
Fuck all that. Hey,
well,
let's talk about
something else there, dickhead.
All right. Hey, did you hear about this guy named John Polk? He's accused of brutally raping exotic dancer and slitting his own throat whenever the cops came to get him.
So let me get this straight. He assaulted the dancer. He probably paid for that dance. Am I correct?
No, he brutally. All right. At around 3 a.m.
Did he pay for it? No, hold on. I'm talking about before that happened, before the fucking incident happened. Did he, he paid for a service, am I correct?
Well, I mean, anybody can just show up at a strip bar and you say, I'm just having a drink, and they'll leave you alone. And, I mean, I don't mean I paid for the service because I bought him a $10 drink, you know. Even if I would have bought him $25.
Yeah, motherfucker, I know you'd. I know you. You'd probably want something out of it.
Man, I used to run strip bars, and I used to love going. I haven't went in a long time. Everybody knows these people. Last summer, they were coming to me, and they were saying, oh, dude, yeah, I want to go, because I took like 30 underage motherfuckers up in that motherfucker. They party. But that place is shut down now. That place, fuck.
Hey, you probably contribute to that. Biz being shut down, you asshole.
I don't know, man, but it was not good. I took a carload of people there one night, and we pulled up, and somebody was there, and they was like, it's shut down. They're really great men. And then I went over to the other.
maybe they said that just because you showed up. Do you think that could be it?
Oh, it was fucking, you could tell it was tumbleweeds fucking floating, going down the road, motherfucker. And then we went over to the, oh, the story don't end there. We went to a fucking, the other, all right, let's get to who I had with me. I had one of my ex-girlfriends with me that I used to fuck.
Okay.
She's a little bit younger than me, not younger, period. I wasn't going to end it on that note. And then she decided she wanted this gay guy. She wanted this gay guy to go with her, to hang out with her. I was like, well, that's cool. You know, I believe in anybody doing whatever they want to do. I don't care. You know, I believe in whatever. Whatever anybody wants to do, they can do it. Yeah, but anyway,
I believe in that. I believe in that openness too. Anybody's got the choice. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. So I got my ex girlfriend with me, and her gay friend. All right, we go to the titty bar, and that's closed down. So we go to the other one, and unbeknownst to me, I thought she quit. But that black girl I used to date, that light skinned girl, was there. And she was all over me and shit at work and stuff, like, more all over me than what they were supposed to be, acting like she was turning money down and stuff. And I was just like, man, I ain't giving you no money, so don't be turning that money down. Go talk to them. And then she was just all over me all night, and she thought that I was trying to get with that one girl. And we went to the other bar. And all the way from the stretch from Logan to Man, she gave me sloppy talk the whole way in front of it. And that gay dude recorded it. So there's a video of that happening to me, and I'm sitting there rapping Notorious Thugs while that shit's going on. I'm getting some head and rapping Notorious Thugs, and it was crazy, dude.
Is that... hey, Prince. I mean... I appreciate you coming on the show and everything. But, I mean, really. Is that something?
Is that all you got to contribute?
Story. You could give us right now. We have been talking about so much great stuff. I'm glad you came on. And, hey, I like to see two brothers bullshit around, you know? I've got a lot of great guests coming up. Hold on for a second, Preston. Let me get on here. I want to talk about Warwick. Warwick Associates. They're bringing me a lot of guests on next week. I'll have Paula Rosenfield. Also, I'm going to have Susan Shumsky. And I'm also going to have Marie D. Jones. Talking about Mind War. You know, she has this book called Mind Wars. But Michael Aquino released a book a few years ago, and I was going to buy it, but I didn't. It was called Mind Wars. Because one of his... secrets, you know, one of his psychops programs got out, and it caused a big fuss within everybody in the, you know what I'm saying, to show how, you know, and Michael Aquino was also involved in a lot of fucking deaths in Vietnam for wanting to put, amplifiers and shit on helicopters and play these screaming noises and all this crazy shit that would fucking make you break down. You know what I mean, Preston?
Well, it'd be noises that trigger things.
Yeah, well, it was all psych ops. Psych ops, man. That's what you got to think about. It's trying to control people. And when there were people that they knew that paper, you know, once whenever that document was released and it started fucking with everybody. But I want to fucking get her on here and see if the Mind Wars, if there's a connection there. Because if there is a connection, there's a connection to Satanism.
Hey, I'm going to break down the fourth wall right motherfucking now on your guys.
I ain't got all that time. I ain't got all that time. But I'm liable to let you talk.
I think the internet is fucking was just created even in general all the way back to eventually be what it is now. To eventually get everybody because the internet, you're trapped
people
in the net.
People that fucking
web.
Created it had it all thought in their heads of how they could control us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, knew it was going to get to this point. And that's what, dude, what do you know about net neutrality? I just took a class about a cyber law class. What do you know about net neutrality? And it just passed.
Oh,
now,
God.
Let's hear it, Lauren. You know it all. Let's hear it.
Oh, you say I know it all. You fucking bastard.
Hey, or no, net
I don't
neutrality.
Know it all, man. Hey, we're getting close to the end. What do you want?
Well,
what
anyway,
do you want to be said? What do you want to be
Lauren,
said towards this last minute or two? What do you want
neutrality?
To be known?
Wait.
What do you want? What do you want to be known? You was talking about the fucking satanic ritual abuse. You thought I was full of
oh,
shit
yeah.
all them years. So please tell me that I was right.
Yeah,
please
man.
Tell
you
me I was
right the whole time. And even though,
okay.
And then I listened to some of the older shows, and they'll hear this, Lauren. Now, honestly, let's put all jokes aside. We've been joking, cutting up a little bit, but all jokes aside, I've been listening to your older shows, and you took the turn, and we'll talk about satanic ritual abuse. And it all ends up, and that's what really, it's all coming out now. And everything that you're saying, actually, other people have said it too, but I mean, yeah, everything you're saying and the way, you know, it's all coming true. It's coming, you know, but with help from Anonymous and people around the world that just don't care. And
yeah, but
really
what about Kanye West? I love that they fucking hit that motherfucker. God damn, they told him how he really is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, just his ego.
He's a part of the Illuminati, let's just say that. And let's end on that note. Let's end on that note of all of us. We love the music that's coming on. Do you know the real people that's playing our music are fucking ruining our minds? They're ruining our minds. They're, we've been programmed for many years. It takes a lot to say, hey, I don't want to.
Yeah, remember, hey, I know I've been programmed. Remember when I used to sing girls in kindergarten, when I used to sing, call them on the phone and sing New Kids
yeah,
on
yeah,
Block?
Yeah, yeah, you was New Kid on Block Kid. But, hey, we was all there, Princeton. And I want to end this.
That's
on
awesome.
Some fucking real shit. And thank you, Preston, for coming on tonight and talking with
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Hey, God damn it.
Good
always
talk,
the
man.
Best. Always the best for my brother.
I can knock
some thank
back
you,
for
sir.
You, man.
Thank you, sir. And we'll start it again.